Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
This International Women's Day, we turn the spotlight on female leaders blazing a trail in the investment world. This is Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station. And today we meet Simone Song, the founder and CEO of Ori Capital. She's helping to change the future of healthcare. Ori Fund is a $200 million venture capital fund focused on investing in the healthcare industry globally. A Hong Kong-based healthcare fund manager recently agreed to sell its investment in Kymab, a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company, to Sanofi. The French pharmaceutical group will pay $1.1 billion upfront and up to $350 million US upon achieving certain milestones to Kymab's exiting shareholders. And that deal is expected to be completed in the first half of this year. But today we're getting to know Simone Song, founder and senior partner of Ori Capital. She was a former investment banker and head of China's healthcare over at Goldman Sachs. Simone, good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Thank you very much for making time to share your story with us. We'd like to start by getting to know you. So, Simone, you have a background in economics. I wonder if you can help us understand your start in the investment world and what led you to found Ori Capital with a niche focus on healthcare.
Thank you, Michelle. I was brought up by two scientists. Both of my parents are pathologists. And, you know, my father spent all his life researching approaches to tackle cancer. And my mother spent all her life researching approaches to tackle acute diseases that are caused by metabolic disorder. Mm-hmm. So I've spent my life as a banker before I started Ori Capital, focusing on healthcare. So in 2015, when myself was diagnosed with a colon tumor, so when I was lying in the hospital bed and I was praying that the results should come back benign, meaning I didn't have cancer, if that's the case, I thought I should devote the rest of my life. If I did not have cancer, I would still have the second half of my life, and I would devote my life to help, using my financial skills, to help innovative companies with a goal to tackle diseases with very high mortality. So in June 2015, I left Goldman to start preparation for the launching of Ori Fund. And Ori Fund was launched in January 2016.
That's an amazing personal insight into the start of Ori Fund. Thank you for that. So I understand that. How is your health now, by the way?
I'm in excellent health. And I'm very hopeful that with the technology breakthroughs in cancer diagnostics, in cancer early detection, and in immuno-oncology approaches to treat cancer, and with more precision medicines to target cancer-specific cancer cells, with all these combined, I hope that cancer could be turning to a manageable or chronic disease in the next 10 years.
We're so glad that you're fine. Was it a benign diagnosis, or are you a survivor?
It was a benign diagnosis.
Just terrific. Ori Fund II will focus on companies that address major diseases or those with high mortality rates. How do you identify technologies that merit further development into commercial entities?
As we know, as a technology company, it has to start with the right science and technology. But the success at the end will come from the quality of management. So before we invest, we will put potential investee companies through what we call a 10-finger test. The left-hand 5 fingers focus on science. For example, the scientific bloodline of the technology. It takes years, decades of basic research in order to have some scientific breakthroughs. So we need to understand how the bloodline comes about. And then we have to research the papers and patents of the SET technology and its freedom to operate. A scientist's work is not done until she or he publishes on journal, on reputable journals.
Indeed.
And then we also have to look at the company's potential discovery assets, clinical assets, and its competitive landscape of the assets and potential net present values. Those take care of the science part. The right-hand five fingers takes care of the CEO, the team, scientific board, the board, and shareholders. So combine 10 tests.
10 tests, 10 fingers. That's a great way to remember it. During this past year, Simone, what have been some of the major trends that Ori Capital has invested in?
We invested in... Before I start that, I should let you know that what is our focus area. On the disease side, we focus on diseases that have the highest mortalities, and those diseases with highest mortalities happens to be the largest disease as well. For example, cancer, and also diseases that are caused by metabolic disorder. For example, heart attack and strokes, and also the neuron degenerative diseases, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. So these are the disease states we focus. And we also focus on three major tools that we deploy to tackle these diseases, that are therapeutics, drug delivery, and diagnostics. So following this matrix, in the past year, we invested heavily in immuno-oncology approaches that are deployed to tackle cancer. For example, we invested in Chimerism, which has the best monoclonal antibody platform that has pipelines into cancer and other chronic disease. And we invested in a company called CoGenesis, which is that its technology platform is called oncolipovirus. It uses a virus and embedded with a cancer killing gene, and once injected into tumor, it goes into tumor cells to kill tumor. And we also invested in a stem cell company that has a goal to cure type 1 diabetes.
To cure type 1 diabetes. Just incredible.
Right. That company is, we're part of its Series B round, mm-hmm. and the company was sold to Vertex, a large biotech company in the U.S., for faster development into clinic. The company was funded by a legendary researcher called Doug Melton. He was the first in the world to be able to differentiate beta cell, which is a signal cell for insulin, ex vivo. And then what the company wanted to do is to load beta cell differentiated ex vivo into a membrane and embed into a patient. That is the hope to cure type 1 diabetes. And we also invested in a company called Orchard Therapeutics. That is a gene therapy company which has the platform to cure very rare genetic disease. It's one treatment done for a lifetime type of outcome for patients who suffer from rare genetic disorder. Those kind of rare genetic disorders usually occur in very young children.
Just amazing. Is Ori Capital engaged in any companies involved in the vaccine industry or anything related to COVID at all?
No, we're not, because our disease focus on high mortality diseases, and vaccine is not vaccine for COVID is not being our focus area. But we are looking at vaccine companies that use vaccines to deal with cancer.
And are you looking, is AI-assisted drug development, does that fall within your areas of focus?
Oh, yes. the AI space is changing the way how drug is being discovered and how drug trials are being designed. Mm. And Self use a AI enhanced research platform to help us attract technology and companies.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I wonder if you could tell us about your quantamental strategy and how it's helped guide ORI investments. Maybe if you can help break down the components that drive the method so our listeners can understand it.
Okay. Quantamental strategy is to combine quantitative approaches with fundamental analysis. On the quantitative part, we use big data, we use mathematical models. On the fundamental part, we look into a company's cash flow, risk, product, competitiveness, et cetera. So how does the platform deploy big data? So we create a set of alternative data of 15,000 healthcare companies out of 150,000 use special matrix. And then as a result, this platform can track 15,000 plus healthcare companies. Within this 15,000 companies, we narrow it down. The platform will help us narrow it down to 4,000 healthcare companies within our focus zone, within our focus diseases area. And within this 4,000, it further narrows down using different algorithm and criteria to 400 or 500 companies, what we call watch list. And within this 400 or 500 companies, again, using criteria and algorithm, we further narrow it down to 40 to 50 companies. When this list is narrowed down to 40 and 50, then we apply the earlier, the 10-finger test that we discussed earlier to further refine future investment companies. So not only the system allows us to track companies, we also track 10,000. We also track 1,000 fund managers' movement, healthcare fund managers, and we also track about 600 KOLs, key opinion leaders, whether they are scientists or they are clinical doctors. We track their publications. We even look. We use AI to look into the publications of the past 10 years of all these KOLs to find a link to look into the future. We're basically reading to minds of these 600 KOLs.
That's just amazing. So you've talked about Kymab and Orchid Therapeutics and how ORI Capital is really helping transform the lives of patients either through innovative gene therapies or antibody therapeutics, for example. I wonder if you've made any diversity investments.
Into diversity investment, can I understand the question better?
Organizations that are founded by women?
That's not a must.
A key concern.
But, it's not a must. The must is technology and the quality of the management. But we have we invested in a company which has a woman CEO. She's just amazing. That's a company that can combine a device with drug. A lot of cancers, for example, liver cancer and pancreatic cancer, has very hard shell. It's hard as a walnut shell. It's strong as a piece of little stone. So no systemic drug can penetrate into the cancer. So in the case of pancreatic cancer, if you inject it systemically, maybe 1% of the drug will be able to penetrate cancer cells. So it takes a specific device with pressure to take the drug locally into cancer cells. So this company called Tricellis is headed by a CEO that has the pressurized drug device and has a proprietary drug that can deal with the very toxic tumor environment. With this combination, we hope that will bring some hope to patients suffer from very fatal disease, such as primary liver cancer and pancreatic cancer. And I, from Mary, I see the fundamental strengths I see in her is tenacity, grit.
Tenacity.
Mm. And grit.
And I wonder, when it comes to game-changing innovations that you are most excited about, can you give us a look ahead at 2021 and hint at what areas in this sector are on your watch list?
There are three areas that I'm most excited about. Area one continue to be breakthroughs in cancer, in particular immuno-oncology approaches. And that is to reset our immune system to fight cancer. That's the area I'm very excited about. Many breakthroughs have taken place, and I think we are entering to the second wave breakthroughs in immuno-oncology. And the second area that I'm very excited about is the breakthrough in RNA therapies. For example, for high cholesterol patients, you know, it takes a daily dose to manage the cholesterol level. But with the breakthrough in RNA therapy, it can silence certain genes. It might change daily dose to two or three times in a lifetime, then to keep manage cholesterol level. That's a great outcome for patients. And the last but not the least, I'm excited, continue to be excited by gene therapy approaches that may bring one treatment done for life type of outcome for patients who have very rare genetic disorders.
They're all amazingly breathtaking technologies and areas. I wonder if I can just get a little clarification. When we talk about resetting our immune system and you say we're in the second wave, in what sense? How are we moving forward in this area?
The cancer is an AI cell. It evolves, it grows fast, it evades, etc. So, you know, if you give a patient a particular drug, it will be effective for 6 months, and then cancer evolves into something else. Because cancer is caused by multiple genetic disorder. So even this is a lung cancer patient, but within his body there are different type of cancer cells. By targeting one, it could be effective for a period of time, but it also ignites other cancer cells to come back and fight. What takes care of it all, is immune cells. You know, for example, T cell, NK cell, because it does not discriminate. If the cells look abnormal, T cell will take care of them. So what we need to do is to A, rejuvenate the effectiveness of T-cell or other immune cells. And there are ways, we need to find ways to solve the cancer cell's ability to evade T-cell. There's a drug called the PD-1, PD-L1, that is at 25 billion global cells. It will go to 50 billion, but there is a bottleneck. The bottleneck is the response rate is very low. Some cancer patients do not respond to such a wonderful drug. Mm-hmm. So the second wave, one of the second waves is to be able to increase the immune response of a wonder drug such as PD-1, PD-L1.
Wonderful. Healthcare valuations, Simone, have crept up. What advice do you have to give entrepreneurs in this space, maybe of healthcare, who are looking at big rounds of funding?
There is only one thing that matters, clinical data. A company is only successful if it can help patients. So whether it's whether the market is not that good or the market is really good, When you have good clinical data, when you can prove that it will help patients, the money is always there.
Got that. And before we let you go, it is International Women's Day, and we know that less than 3% of all VC-funded companies have a woman CEO. What is your message to women out there trying to make a mark in the field of investment or as entrepreneurs in the VC world?
I was brought up by two scientists who told me that I could be an astronaut if I set my mind to. So do not let gender bother you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Set your mind to what you want to do.
Thank you, Simone, for your time and for sharing your story with us this morning.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
She's Simone Song, founder and CEO of Ori Capital, right here on Money and Me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.